See, I like that. The owner of the snake? That's good. Snakes should not be unattended. Awesome. So she's got a lot of pets. She must really like pets. Is that a, are you making pets that you own? Pick, like sculptures that look like your pets?
No.
No, just a random pet that somebody loves? Okay, do you have pets at home?
We have one betta fish.
One betta fish, awesome. Died. Oh no, yours died. Okay, so do you like cats?
Yeah. I'm not really a big cat person.
You're not a big cat person. You're more of a dog person?
Yeah.
Yeah, more of a dog person. What are you making?
A turtle.
A turtle? Do you have a turtle?
Not yet.
Not yet? That's exciting. Does your mom know you're going to get a turtle soon?
I have a turtle.
Do you? No.
What did you make? What animal did you make?
Crocodile.
A crocodile.
And no, we don't have one at home.
And we don't have one at home. Okay. Phew. Wow. So we have a huge diversity of animals. It sounds like everybody is making a different type of animal, one that they like. And isn't it cool that God made all sorts of different animals so that all of us, with all of our different personalities, could have an animal friend?
I love snakes.
You love snakes, that's good, because I don't. So you can love the snakes, and I will love the dogs. So there's someone for us to love, and to love us for everyone. All right, thank you. Enjoy your crafting time. I think I have finally made it as a minister. I got invited to join the Facebook group Clergy with Cats. It's an amazing Facebook group. It's a whole bunch of pastors who own cats who post pictures of their cats. And like, I have a cat and I'm a fan of cats. So I love cute cat pictures. If you knew what I follow on my Instagram, it's a lot of pet Instagrams. And so this Facebook group feels like it was specifically formulated for someone like me, someone who likes being involved in the church, likes spirituality, and also likes cats. And the neat thing about this Facebook group is that it's not just cute pictures of cats, although that would be enough, but it is pictures of cats paired with spiritual stories. So it is ministers who look at their cats and find God. It's pretty amazing. So there's some funny posts about how cats are or are not helping with sermon preparation on a Saturday night. They tend to get in the way and sometimes, and if you're not petting them and trying to write your sermon, they get a little testy. But there are other spiritual experiences. So someone posted a picture of their prayer time and they were meditating and their cat plopped themselves down on their lap and they couldn't imagine their prayer time without their pet. So today, we are coming together to think about the ways that our pets inform and illustrate our spirituality. What do all of these pets tell us about God? So we've been talking a lot this morning about St. Francis. In that first reading from Mirror by Star, she quoted a pretty famous quotation from him that says, "Preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words." A little bit further in that reading, she talks about how we are the gospel embodied. Well, I'd like to propose to you today that our pets, and indeed all created things, are God embodied. I have, my dog Kai is back there with my partner Ethan. She's a Chow Chow Shar-Pei mix. And we rescued her about 3 years ago. And about a year ago, we rescued our second dog, Tony. We got to hear a little bit of these dogs' stories. When we met them, they were loving and kind and bouncy and fun. But I found out that both of these dogs had suffered pretty horrendous abuse. They had walked through a really rough life, but but instead of growing mean or bitter, they are still some of the most loving creatures I have ever had the chance to meet. My dog, Tony, when anyone comes in to our house, he grabs his toy and he runs to them and he welcomes them and he gives them his toy and he sings, he bugles. Now, if that's not radical hospitality, I don't know what is. Our dogs and our pets, they teach us a little bit about what God is. Their unconditional love for us, their resilience, their joy. These are all things that I hope that my spirituality gives to me, and I hope that we as a community foster with each other. So I encourage you, as we have kind of a wonky service today, a little bit extra joyful noise to the Lord, that you watch your pets. And like the Clergy with Cats Facebook group, you look for the spiritual lesson that they have been brought to us to teach us as we care for them.
I look up and I see God. I look down, I see my dog. Simple spelling, G-O-D. Same word backward, D-O-G. They would stay with me all day. I'm the one who walks away. But both of them just wait for me and dance at my return with glee. Both love me no matter what, divine God and canine mutt. I take it hard each time I fail, but God forgives, dog wags his tail. God thought up and made the dog. Dog reflects a part of God. I've seen love from both sides now. It's everywhere. Amen. Bow wow. I look up and I see God. I look down and see my dog. And in my human frailty, I can't match their love for me.
Yeah, just while we go around and bless these four-leggeds, three-leggeds, two-leggeds.